Okay, M97, the Owl Nebula. This has been a very interesting hunt. And to be honest, the only reason I know this is the Owl Nebula is because I've been sitting here poring over the star chart and making sure I'm exactly where I need to be, because it looks like a, almost like a very, very faint star that has some kind of even fainter halo around it that you can only see really with averted vision. Now, the way I found this star is, or excuse me, nebula, is you find Ursa Major. Now, Ursa Major, this time of the year, the bottom left star is Merak. So what I did was I went up and left from Merak, and the chart I'm using doesn't go, you know, down to magnitude 12 stars or anything. It's just probably about magnitude 8. And you go up and to the left, and what you'll see, and up and to the left is going to be southwest. You see three stars almost in a row, not quite equidistant. The first two are a little bit closer than the second and the third one. From there, believe it or not, I can actually pull out the M108 galaxy. And it is literally just a teeny tiny nebulous little spot that looks kind of like a nebulous star. From there, keep going up and to the left. You'll see two stars, and just in the field of view with a 25 millimeter eyepiece, you'll see a third one start to sneak into the view. The third one will be down and to the left a little bit. Keep going straight directly in between those two stars, and you'll see what looks like one star with a fainter star very close to it. Take a good look at that fainter star. That's not a star. That is the Owl Nebula. And it is very, very dim and very, very tough to see. But this also gets you to, you know, 108, which is the a galaxy, which is, as I said, very difficult to see. And I'm still looking at the Owl Nebula right now, and tapping the eyepiece actually helps bring that out a little bit, because it is a toughie. You tap the eyepiece and you get a little bit of motion, and you can tell that's what you're looking at.